Welcome to the last episode, where we can sum up this fresh look at the 10 facets of everything. Check the diagram. This one has all the facets, identified by one keyword each, and shows the interconnections and balancing pairs. Now, this model or framework can be useful for comparing and contrasting many ideas and theories about the natural world and how we live and move and have our being. Some of these ideas were used to work out the diagram, some having 4 elements, some 8, and some 10. As you can see, the resulting diagram is an irregular octagon, which I call an octaikon. The icon suffix is there because the framework not only shows how the facets help describe physical things, but it also throws light on our spiritual side too. In fact, I've used the octaikon extensively to compare and contrast religious and philosophical ideas, as well as scientific ones. I've used the model to look at issues concerning my own faith, as mentioned in the first episode. I shall now conclude by summarizing a few important aspects which, as a Christian, I think help to understand the model fully. Christians believe that we are made in the image of God. Therefore, if the octaikon is a model of a person, it should help us understand something about God, which it does. Christians believe that the most perfect example of how we should live and move and have our being is Jesus, who claimed to be God. And certainly I have found that the model is very helpful for understanding the different facets of Jesus, who plays many roles and taught with many parables, making us have to think. The most important thing Jesus gave us was a restatement of the golden rule I mentioned in the last episode about relationships, and it's that we should love God and love others as much as we love ourselves. This rule gave me the completing principle of the octaikon, that all the facets need to be bound together in love. If you like, divine love is the glue that can keep them all connected and in balance. So that's why, to complete the diagram, I've inserted the circle of love representing this principle. And to illustrate this, a picture of a mother and child is probably the best human example. Right, that completes this fresh look at everything. If you want to explore more, and I do hope you will, visit the website entitled Octaikon Resources, where will you find out how I have used the model to understand over 150 ideas about how you and the universe exist. You'll find examples about how we evolved, our psychology and personalities, working in teams, how we are governed, and how Christianity is evolving. As you look, remember the octaikon is a framework on which to hang the various elements of these ideas. Sometimes they correspond closely with the facets described. At other times, there's only an approximate correspondence. And in some cases, the framework will just be a colourful base for a mind map that aids your memory. Most of the time, you'll find it very helpful and flexible and a lifelong learning tool for comparing and contrasting existing ideas, as well as helping generate new ones. The important lesson to learn is that we have different ways of seeing the world, which can all be valid. This is good and should be celebrated. And it's my hope that the octaikon can help understand these differences and bind us together in enduring and caring relationships. So, try to look at life afresh and keep loving. Thank you for listening.